At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Charlotte Hornets. Rob Longo with you on this episode of the Hornets Hivecast. Unfortunately, yet again, a silver linings edition of the HHC today as the Hornets fall in Cleveland last night. The fifth consecutive loss for Charlotte here. It's a 115-92 decision that goes in favor of the Cavs. Hornets now 17-54 on the season. We'll break this one down for you, provide you with our silver lining performances, because there was one very in particular that stood out well above the rest. We're also going to provide you with one final Swarm report this season, as the Greensboro Swarm have one more game remaining on their G League schedule, but we're going to recap the weekend that was for some of the two-way players in Greensboro. And helping me out with all these topics on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley. Sam, thank you for joining me on this episode of the HHC, as always, as it seems to be after these road games. But we finally have a homestand coming up, so hopefully we finally are able to find a little bit of a break for you here over the next couple days. But regardless, still happy to have you here on this edition of the HHC.
Of course, always happy to be on, and I've got it kind of penciled in my mind now. It's road games, and anytime there are back-to-backs, so I guess the team won't be traveling at any point during these eight-game homestands, so you might not be hearing from me a while on this podcast. It might be the last time for a couple weeks.
Well, we'll try to sneak you in the meantime, but let's go ahead and recap this one, as the Hornets got a little bit of better news on the injury front, as JT Thor and Bryce McGowans were available for the game yesterday, first time in a couple games for those two, but still no LaMelo Ball, still no Mark Williams or Cody Martin or Seth Curry, and Cleveland was dealing with a lot of injuries on their side as well. Donovan Mitchell has been out for now 12 straight games. No Max Strus, who is a big free agent acquisition for them in the offseason, and no Dean Wade. Really kind of evolved into a role player for the Cavs here over the last couple of seasons. But this one was low scoring to start things off. Cleveland was just 2 of 14 from beyond the arc in the first quarter. Hornets were 2 for 7 from 3. So the oddity there in that first quarter was Cleveland was the team that was able to strike first. The Hornets tied the game 4 times and were not able to take the lead on any of those occasions. Tie at 20 through the first 12 minutes of play. We go to that second quarter where the Hornets were finally able to get the first lead of the contest for Charlotte about 2 minutes into that second quarter, thanks to a Brandon Miller 3, but it was very short-lived as the Cavs were able to go on a 13-4 run. It extended to a 21-9 run there later in the second quarter. And between all that action, Marcus Morris Sr. was ejected from the game for a flagrant foul penalty 2, hitting Nick Richards up high as Richards was trying to cut into the lane offensively, and Morris kind of stood his ground a little bit and gave him a forearm shiver. He was ejected from the ball game, but it didn't really matter a whole lot. Cavs outscore Charlotte 31-17 in that second quarter and led it 51-37. After 2 quarters of play, Cavs are shooting around 50% from the field. Charlotte just 35% from the field, and Cleveland went 7 for 10 from beyond the arc in that second quarter, which really put things a little bit out of reach. Hornets tried to get it within single digits in the third quarter, but Cleveland was able to build that lead right back up. Hornets cut into the deficit a little bit. They cut it to 12 going into the fourth frame, but the Cavs outscore Charlotte 37-26 in that fourth quarter. Cleveland started the fourth quarter on a 13-2 run and never looked back. They got a lot of great performances on that other side from the likes of George Niang off the bench, Evan Mobley in a starting role, Jared Allen had a double-double with 17 points and 13 rebounds, Darius Garland had 15 points and 10 assists, Isaac Okoro provided 14 points as well for Cleveland. The Cavs played a total team basketball game last night, and after the game, Steve Clifford talked about what went wrong for the Hornets.
Yeah, I mean, we struggled offensively in the second quarter. We were much better in the second half. You got to be able to control cutters and control the ball. That's how you keep the ball out of the paint. And then the second half, you know, we did all of it. You know, we gave a lot of baskets up that you can't just give up.
Now, the Hornets didn't play their best game, obviously, and I don't think Cleveland did either, Sam. But even with a healthier roster here for the Hornets, I think Cleveland still wins this game. They just played a very, very even-keeled game. They finished the game. This is amazing. 46 made field goals. They had 41 assists. I mean, they did a great job sharing the basketball. They were able to pick apart the Hornets defense and ended up being a 115-92 win in favor of the Cavs. And sometimes I know we look at this podcast and we look at the game through teal and purple colored glasses, but sometimes you got to tip your cap to the other team. Cleveland certainly did a good job sharing the basketball last night and picking up that win. And unfortunately for the Hornets, they just weren't able to defend those back cuts like Steve Clifford talked about, and they were able to make a couple of threes down the stretch to really put this one out of hand.
Yeah, and it felt like kind of a familiar the way things are playing out for the Hornets. The defense, you know, got off to a really good start. You know, I think it was 20-20 after the first quarter, 27-27 at the Morris ejection, and just felt like after time, though, if they didn't get the offense going, it felt like the defense was going to at some point have sort of a trickle-over effect, and that's what kind of happened there at the end of the second quarter, where these rough patches where they just can't get any offense going, and the defense can, you know, it's tough to maintain that intensity and that consistency for as long as it needs to, given that the Hornets are just having a really, really hard time scoring right now. I think it's five straight games under 100 points for the first time since 2015. Again, we won't harp into it too much, but it's the injuries and the depth, and it's the lack of offensive playmaking and the shooting and the, you know, paint penetration that is, it's really, really tough right now for them to get points. And it's going to be tough to win games. They're only scoring 91, 92, 93 points, even with your defense playing as solid as it has been since the deadline. So I thought Cleveland did really good. I mean, their shooting obviously got going really good. I think you might have mentioned that they started 2 of 16 from 3 and then finished 15 of 25. So there was definitely like a little bit of a bend, don't break feel for the Hornets in the, you know, maybe first quarter and a half, and then it started to kind of leak a little bit, and then it just kind of slowly, progressively started, you know, letting more and more points into it, and you look up and they're down 20, 25 points there in that fourth quarter. So it's tough right now, and it's unfortunately kind of been a reoccurring theme the way some of these games are playing out, but, you know, that's kind of just unfortunately the situation they're in right now.
Again, Hornets fall last night 115-92. Several players ended up reaching double figures. The one most notable, of course, Brandon Miller finishes with a game-high 24 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Miles Bridges, 13 points for him. Nick Richards, 11 points. Trey Mann finished with 12 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. We'll talk about him a little bit more here a little bit later on, I'm sure. And Alexei Pokuševski had 11 points off the bench. Grant Williams, 12 off the bench as well. But again, Cleveland ended up getting 45 bench points compared to just 30 for Charlotte. A big reason because of that, George Niang ends up going 5 for 10 from beyond the arc. Sam Merrill, 4 for 8 from three-point land. He finished with 12 points as well off the bench there for the Cavs. So again, everything coming up, wine and gold in Cleveland last night. Unfortunately for the Hornets, a fifth consecutive loss. When we come back, we're going to talk about our silver lining performances. That comes your way right after this here on a Hornets Hivecast brought to you by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's a Silver Linings edition of the HHC. Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, with you on this episode of the Hornets Hivecast, as always presented by Senta. And Sam, time now for our Silver Lining picks here at this portion of the podcast. Again, one that I think obviously stands out a little bit more above the rest in last night's game, but I will defer to you as the guest of honor. Who are you taking as your Silver Lining selection from last night's game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brandon Miller. 24 points, an 8 of 18 shooting. Had 3 of 8 from three, so that gives him 5 of 10 inside the arc. Just perfect from the line, 5 of 5. Also had 8 rebounds, 3 assists. I think he had 10 points in the third quarter, too. I think kind of really helped the Hornets. I guess stay within striking distance. I think they got to 7 a few times there at the end of the third, but just really, really good. I think he's, you know, kind of been a little up and down as we get up into, you know, game 65, game 70. But I thought this was a really nice performance for me. Got to his spots on offense. Really smooth, got to his 150th three-pointer of the season, which was a nice milestone, 17th rookie in NBA history to hit that, and moved, I think, from 19th to 17th in the all-time single-season leaderboard for threes. So really, really good performance. It's good to see Brandon Miller continuing to have outings like this and kind of putting the team on his back offensively, even at this stage of the season, especially given you know, kind of the situation that the roster is in right now.
And spin move into the lane, off the bump, kicks it out. Brandon Miller, open look at a three. Yes, sir. Brandon Miller drilling another Lowe's three-point shot.
He was phenomenal last night. He's the clear-cut silver lining pick. I mean, anytime you have the game high and you end up losing the game, it's definitely a silver lining performance. He finishes 8 of 18 from the field, just 3 for 8 from beyond the arc, but still perfect at the free throw line, 5 for 5. I thought the 8 rebounds were great, 3 assists. He was able to facilitate the ball movement a little bit there as well, considering that the offense had some limitations there just because of all the injuries. And again, that's a constant refrain we've unfortunately had here over the last several weeks now of the season, and quite frankly, the entire last season and plus here in the Queen City, unfortunately. But Brandon Miller's been spectacular. Obviously, he's been a solid, solid hit here in this past season's draft. You can't ask much more for the number 2 overall pick. After the game yesterday, Brandon talked about what transpired throughout the course of the game, why he got that game-high 24 points. He said most of it was his teammates and just him trying to step up in general.
I think just being a young leader, you know, stepping up, you know, always relying on my teammates, you know, always have my back. Of course, I have theirs through anything. So I think just stepping up, being a young leader, I think that's an important thing to do this season.
For me, my silver lining pick, I'm going to go a little bit maybe off course a tad because there are some great picks in there like Grant Williams, Poku with double digits off the bench, Miles Bridges, of course, in double figures. But for me, one of the guys that got the double figures I think is a little bit more impressive than the other, and that's going to be Trey Mann. Trey Mann finishes with 12 points last night, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. He did a majority of that in the second half. He was held scoreless in that first half, and I thought that he was able to pick up the slack there, especially in quarters 3 and 4. Ends up going 5 for 11 from the field, 2 for 3 beyond the arc, and a couple of those threes were way out there. I mean, he was hitting them not quite logo, but they were well beyond that three-point line. So I thought Trey Mann did a really good job last night taking what the defense gave him, even if it was going to be a, I don't know, 33-foot three-point attempt. He was able to bury it 2 out of 3 times. So you got to give credit where credit's due. I think Trey Mann's one of those guys that, again, I feel like a lot of these Hornets players over the next final 11 games or so, they're basically, I don't want to say they're playing for their careers, but they're playing and auditioning for this next upcoming season. They're kind of already flipping the calendar to 2024, 2025, and making a case for, one, why they deserve these minutes, and two, why they deserve maybe a starting job with this team as well. So there's always something to play for, and I know that's something that we've talked about on the previous podcast as well, where you don't expect this team to have a lack of effort or anything like that. But with guys like Trey Mann, who, again, are basically here with a fresh start after coming over from Oklahoma City along with all the other OKC guys, and Grant Williams and Seth Curry coming over from Dallas as well, they're in a little bit of a different situation. But all those guys from OKC, they're young for the most part. Vasilij Micic, obviously a 30-year-old rookie, but lack of experience in terms of just that youth movement, more or less. The ability to have the opportunity to reset in a different setting, I think, is something that can prove very fruitful. And I think that's something that Trey Mann has really taken advantage of here over the course of the post-trade deadline portion of the season. And I thought yesterday was a good testament of that as well, considering that he was held scoreless, was able to pick up 12 points there in the second half, Sam.
Yeah, for sure. I thought he looked really good. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like he's been your player of the game or silver lining the last couple times we've done the podcast. And I keep kind of mentioning, you know, how impressed I've been, even in some of the games where he hasn't had super high point totals or hasn't taken a lot of shots, but he's finding other ways to contribute. Dating back to when he returned from the injury on March 13th, after missing three games, he's now in double figures in five of his last six games, you know, shooting pretty efficiently. I think it was good to see the three ball go down, like you said, because over his past five games, he was shooting just 30%. And this one, he hit two of three. So not a ton of attempts, but obviously the sample size is good. So again, doing the rebounding, doing the facilitating. I think I looked up before the game, I think we posted on the Hornets account that he was one of two players in the NBA this month that had at least 40 assists, 10 steals, and 10 or fewer turnovers. The other one was Kyle Anderson. So I don't know where he's at now, given after last night, but it's always good to see guys that are, you know, especially young guys that, you know, you come into a new situation and you're finding ways to contribute, and you're not just taking shot after shot and offensive possession after offensive possession. You're finding other ways to contribute and make an impact. So that's really, really encouraging for Trey Mann. And it's good to see that he's taking advantage of these minutes as we head down the home stretch of the season.
Again, Hornets fall last night 115-92 at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Good news, though, for the Hornets is that, one, they get to finally kick off an 8-game homestand, the longest in franchise history, tomorrow here at Spectrum Center. And two, they're able to maybe seek a little bit of revenge taking on that same Cleveland Cavaliers team. So an opportunity to snap that 5-game losing streak tomorrow. Be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com or through the Hornets app as the Hornets begin that 8-game homestand. When we return here on the Hornets Hivecast, one more segment to go on today's episode of the HHC. We're going to wrap up the Swarm Report one final time this season. That comes your way right after these messages here on the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, putting a button on this edition of the Hornets Havecast, as always brought to you by Senta. And Sam, we figured with one final game left on the schedule here for the Greensboro Swarm coming up tomorrow late morning, I suppose. We'll get into that a little bit more here, but wanted to touch on some of the recent performances and some of the recent games of the Greensboro Swarm. Heavy schedule here over the last couple of games for Greensboro. Go back to Friday, it was a 113-110 win for the Swarm against Oklahoma City Blue at home up in Greensboro. Leaky Black finished the game with 6 points in 20 minutes, played 2-for-3 shooting from the field, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Marquise Bolden, another two-way player for the Hornets, 11.6 rebounds. He was 5-of-9 from the field. And then Saturday, unfortunately, was a 112-95 loss to OKC Blue. That was the final home game of the season for Greensboro. Leaky Black finishes with 3 points, just one field goal attempt. It was a three-pointer that he made, but he was a +8 in the plus-minus. Marquise Bolden, 13.7 rebounds, 23 minutes. He was 6-of-9 from the field. Then you go back to last night, the penultimate game of the season here for Greensboro. They're on the road at the Westchester Knicks. It was a 112-103 loss. Leaky Black finished with 4 points, 2-of-7 shooting from the field, 3 rebounds off the bench. Marquise Bolden also came off the bench in the game last night, 6 points and 5 rebounds. So all that said, wanted to touch on a couple of those performances because, again, a lot of the two-way guys are the guys that saw some time in Greensboro this season. Right now, because of the injury factor for the Hornets, are up at the big league club. That includes guys like Nick Smith Jr., who got into the tail end of the game. Amari Bailey also on that two-way deal, that third two-way contract now, because, again, NBA teams allowing that third two-way deal for teams to utilize. So the three two-way guys now, obviously, Amari Bailey, Marquise Bolden, and Leaky Black. But wanted to touch on a couple of those performances, Sam, because I think the thing that gets lost in all this, and at least the thing that stands out to me when I look at these box scores and I look at the scores of these games and the statistics and that sort of thing, is the play of Leaky Black. Because I think there's a big misunderstanding with the Greensboro Swarm and the G League as a whole, where if you're one of these fringe guys that can maybe bounce back and forth or just trying to develop, that the public opinion or the public notion is that you have to go down there and you have to dominate. You have to have a 25, 30-point performance night in and night out. You're supposed to go out there and shoot, you know, 6-of-10 from three and that kind of thing. You're supposed to go out there and dominate every facet of the game, and your team's supposed to win by 30. That's just simply not the case. I mean, there's a lot of talent in the G League, and there is a lot of bad habits that you can potentially pick up as well. And I think that's one of the situations that can happen in Greensboro, where if you're looked upon as the man and you're going to be the man at the big league club level, then that's going to be a situation, or that can be something that doesn't help you out long term. And Leaky Black is a great example of that. He's been a role player for a very, very long time throughout his college basketball career, and now here at the NBA and G League level. So the fact that he's doing this coming off the bench, where he's not forcing up shots, he's going 2-for-3 or he's going 1-for-1, and, you know, maybe has a little bit of an off night last night going 2-for-7 from the field. He's not going out there and taking 20, 25 shots per game, because he's not going to do that at the NBA level when he gets back up here and he continues to develop. Does he do that one day? Sure, anything is possible if you work hard enough at it. I'm not going to discount that. But the fact that he's kind of settling into that role player position at the G League level shows me that there's a lot of maturity there that can translate over to the NBA game as well if he's called upon here for the Hornets.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really good point, and something that kind of gets glossed over a little bit sometimes is you expect these guys that are on two-way contracts, you know, a lot of them didn't get drafted, they're in their first year, second year, that they need to be averaging 25, 30 points a game in the G League, because somehow that translates to 7, 8, 9 points at the NBA level. And it's not like that at all, one bit. I think a lot of it is you got to watch the games, and, you know, you see these guys that maybe are leading the G League in scoring at 25, 26, 27, 28 points per game, whatever it is. But they're not going to come into an NBA team and have that kind of usage or that kind of shot quality or quantity, excuse me, or be asked to score 25, 26, 27 points. A lot of it, like you said, is, you know, finding these younger guys and making and seeing them get reps and fall into and adapt to a role that they would likely take in the NBA. Leaky Black is probably not going to be, you know, a go-to number one option primary scorer in the NBA. What he's going to be, if he can, you know, continues to work and progress, is a, you know, 3-and-D wing defender that can, you know, bury corner threes, that can guard multiple positions on the other end, that can play 15, 20 minutes off the bench here or there, or fill in or sub, or, you know, do little things like that, guard inbounds, things of that nature. And I think it's something that kind of gets glossed over a little bit because, you know, if a guy isn't having 25, 26, 27 points a night in the G League, that doesn't mean he can't be successful in the NBA. You can still be very successful by going to the G League and doing the things that you need to work on in terms of the role that, you know, is kind of what you would be expected to do in the NBA with the, you know, the Hornets in particular. And they've got guys that are on these two-way contracts and guys they've sent down this season, you know, in Nick Smith and other guys like that, that, you know, they have a plan of, you know, how they want them to play and how they kind of envision their progress and their development going. So, you know, I think it's gone really well. And, you know, Greensboro, I think they started the regular season 4-11. And I think they've gone on a little bit of a run here. They're 11-7, I think, since then. Looks like they're going to come up maybe just a little bit short of a playoff spot, but we're definitely playing some meaningful games here down the stretch. And this is with kind of so much roster turnover with guys going up and down and, you know, not having some of these rookies there all the time and in and out. So it was really, really good season for Greensboro, you know, just to get to this point and to, you know, obviously they got better as the season went on.
And to play devil's advocate one more time here, Sam, and just to flip the tables, correct me if I'm wrong here, if you do go back and you look at a time where a player really popped off in the G League and had an absolute great performance, and if I think about that, there's a couple that come to mind, and one of them, of course, is Isaiah Thomas, where he was trying to make his run back into the NBA level a couple of seasons ago. I know he went the G League route here recently before he signed that 10-day deal as well, but it's something that we've seen a couple times from him. Kenneth Lofton Jr. is a guy that also had a couple of big performances in the G League level that really turned some eyes, and now he's kind of been bouncing around from NBA roster to NBA roster and G League teams as well, going on assignment. But it's one of those things where even if you popped off and you have a great performance in the G League, that doesn't necessarily translate over to the NBA game as well, unless there's another instance off the top of your head, because I know you're one of those guys that is a unlimitless wealth of knowledge, especially in the NBA game, that there was a time where a player really took advantage of that opportunity at the G League level by going for 30 or 40 points, and then it translated over right away to the NBA game. Because off the top of my head, I can't think of any of them, but I'm sure there might be a one or two outliers in there. But for the most part, the reason I bring this point up is just to say my previous point, it's all about consistency. And like you mentioned, it's all about doing the right things and making sure that you build good habits that will really elevate your game and make your game consistent at the NBA level as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I can't think of off the top of my head, you know, somebody that, you know, completely score 30, 40 points a night in the G League. I mean, I think you're kind of at a NBA caliber. And I'm looking at the you know, G League stats right now, and 24.9 points per game right now is the highest G League average of the season by Mack McClung. But, it, you know, if you go off and have a 50 or 60 point game in the G League, it'll certainly get teams' attention. I think that's what happened with the Hornets a couple years ago with Isaiah Thomas. I think he had a couple 40-point games. I want to say one of them was against Greensboro. It'll certainly kind of get you on the radar, get some scouts over to said G League game or watch some tape, and then it can sort of get the ball rolling a little bit. You're one of these guys that's not on a two-way deal if you're just on a you know, standard G League contract looking to get a 10-day deal. So, you know, everybody's in a little bit of a different situation in terms of you got guys that have been in the NBA for, you know, 6 or 7 years that kind of know, you know, like Kent Bazemore right now on the Greensboro Swarm. He's obviously in a different situation than some of these younger guys that are, you know, fresh out of college or undrafted that were, you know, still in their first season of professional basketball. So a lot of it is experience. A lot of it is, you know, consistency, like you said, and then being able to, you know, how is this guy going to adapt going from 25, 30 shots a night to, you know, maybe either not playing or only playing a little bit off the bench or only getting 5 or 6 shots. Can he find other ways to contribute? So kind of a fascinating process, kind of building, you know, teams like that. And, you know, there's really a lot of talent out there in the G League. And it's just, you know, there's only so much space in the NBA for everybody. So, yeah, it's interesting. And I think Greensboro has done a really, really good job of kind of taking a nice step forward developmentally this year, especially given some of the constant going up and down more so than I think a lot of other teams have had.
One more opportunity to watch Greensboro in action this season. It will be an 11 a.m. tip-off at Westchester tomorrow morning, late afternoon, early afternoon, whatever you decide to prefer what 11 a.m. is in your book. But that'll do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Again, Hornets will be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow night here at Spectrum Center. Be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com or through the Hornets app. And I know one person that will be there, well, two or three, myself, Sam Farber, and of course, the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, who joined me on this episode of the Hornets Hivecast today. Sam, thank you for joining me once again on the HHC.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to get back into the arena tomorrow and see some games. It feels like it's been, I don't know, 10 days or so, 10 days. Long homestand. This will be exciting. I know it's been a tough time of year, but I'm looking forward to seeing some good competitive basketball coming in. Hopefully, can get pick up a couple wins here down the home stretch.
They got eight opportunities to do it until the end of the season, where they'll hit the road for a final road trip as well. But in the meantime, be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com or through the Hornets app for these next eight games. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We'll preview Hornets and Cavs round two tomorrow once again here on the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.